everyone, this is Jason Smith. Today is Monday, August 19th, 2024, and I am going to make a very quick and dirty recording of a piece of old technology, which in this particular case is probably destined for a landfill. We are moving, and we've got to go through 36 years of stuff and decide what we're taking with us and what we're leaving behind. And this is something that is almost certainly going to get left behind. I don't really know of anyone who would want it. What it is a Xerox Kurzweil personal reader, model 7315, the electronics unit of it. We do not have the special scanner that you had to use with it anymore. It died years ago and got pitched. Anyway, this unit is just the electronics unit of the system, and this plus the automatic scanner cost us $10,000 in 1989. I think for an additional $2,000, we could have had a hand scanner as well. It has deck talk speech, I think maybe version 3 point something, although I don't know that. It's not quite version 4 yet, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I'm going to turn this thing on, and the first thing you'll hear is a bunch of musical notes. That is when it is going through a bunch of self-tests as the system boots. And at some point, I will probably try to deliberately make it fail some of those tests. So, let's turn it on.
Automatic scanner power off or cable unplugged. Xerox Kurzweil personal reader model 7315. Software version 2.1 is ready. Automatic scanner input left side up.
Automatic scanner power off or cable unplugged.
This, incidentally, is the machine which was demonstrated, or one like it was, briefly on an episode of the children's TV show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I'm not sure exactly what the episode date was, but Mr. Rogers went to the local library where there was a blind guy using it to read a letter. So, I'm in, if the system is ready, and right now I could scan a document if I had the scanner, except it has just told me automatic scanner power off or cable unplugged. If the scanner had actually been online and ready, it would say scanner ready for next page. The automatic scanner is, of course, completely gone. So I'm going to go through the four different keypads that this thing has. It's a big, tall unit, and there's a keypad, kind of a numpad-looking like thing, on the right-hand side of it that you can detach from it, like I just did. And so I'm going to set it in the floor so I can hit buttons on it. So I'm going to hit the button to choose one of the four different modes, which by default is
reading keypad.
Reading keypad, that's where you do all your scanning and reading scan text and things like that.
Setup keypad
is where you do a bunch of your configuring the system the way you want it, the voices and a lot of stuff, and I'll go through that in just a minute. Next keypad is
Communication setup keypad.
That is where you configure your serial port, how it communicates with another computer system to transfer data, to transfer text that you have scanned, or if you want to use it as a speech synthesizer, as a deck talk speech synthesizer. And the last keypad is
Calculator keypad.
Calculator keypad. Yes, this thing has a calculator built into it. So let's go back into the setup keypad.
Reading keypad. Setup keypad.
Now I'm just going to start going through some of the settings that you can do. And here are some of the settings. The top row.
The reading was in perfect, Paul.
Next button over.
Reading intonation is 150% of normal.
The message was in beautiful, Betty. Message intonation is 100% of normal.
Okay, next row down.
Normal image brightness. Voice speed is set at 325 words per minute. Key click off.
Keynote in use.
Keynote in use. I don't remember exactly what that was going to be.
Collating double-sided pages.
Yeah, collating double-sided pages. I don't know how that works, but they just say keynote in use when you hit that key. Now, third row.
Use current settings.
That is where you can use your current settings or save the settings or load your save settings or load factory defaults.
Calculator keys are arranged in the adding machine pattern.
Okay.
Calculator reports two significant decimals. Don't read if missed margin. Speak scanning messages. Xerox Kurzweil Personal Reader Software version 2.1. Setup keypad. Voice speed is set at 325 words per minute. Speak scanning messages. Don't read if missed margin. Calculator keys are arranged in the adding machine pattern. Calculator reports two significant decimals. Xerox Kurzweil Personal Reader Software version 2.1.
That is the status key that you hold down to get extended status information. Okay, now let me go into the communication setup keypad.
Setup keypad. Communication setup keypad.
Look at the parameters there.
End of line reported as carriage returns. End of paragraph reported as carriage returns. End of column not reported. End of page reported as form feed.
Next row.
Speed is set at 9600 baud. Data word length is 8 bits. One stop bit. No parity.
And those are, for those of you familiar with serial communications, you should know exactly what that refers to.
Use current communication settings.
Okay, that's the same deal where you can use or save or load for communication settings.
To calibrate hand scanner, place it at end of calibration strip and roll it towards the center when prompted. Do not go off the edge. Caution, improper calibration adversely affects recognition. Press top left keypad key to start, any other key to cancel. Canceled.
Okay. Automatic scanner power off or cable unplugged.
That is for hand scanner calibration. We do not even have a hand scanner, so I have never been able to do that process.
X on, X off handshaking. Block serial output mode.
Okay, now the next key.
Field service key, do not hit again unless so directed by Xerox Kurzweil Field Service.
Now this is something that I really wanted to do as a kid. I wanted to know what would happen that would be so awful, but I didn't dare do it. What it said was field service key, do not hit again unless so directed by Kurzweil Field Service. Well, you have a bunch of diagnostic functions available to you if you do, which means I have done this before. So let's hit the field service key.
Report saved error log. Do not confirm with top left key on keypad unless so directed by Xerox Kurzweil Field Service.
Report saved error log. I'm going to hit the top left key.
Done. Non-volatile memory. Error log follows. Error ID 0403 has 3 locked occurrences. Error ID 3F00 has 22 locked occurrences. End of non-volatile memory error log dump.
Okay. Okay, now let me erase this.
Field service key, do not hit. Report saved error log, do not confirm with top. Clear saved error log, do not confirm with top left key on keypad unless so directed by Xerox Kurzweil Field Service.
I have not been so directed by Xerox Kurzweil Field Service, but hey, I'm going to hit the top left key anyway.
Done.
And it just says done. Now let me try to read the error log.
Field. Report saved error log. Do not confirm with top left key on keypad unless so directed by Xerox Kurzweil Field Service. Done. Non-volatile memory. Error log follows. No errors logged in non-volatile RAM.
That's because we just erased it. Let's see what else there is in that menu.
Field. Report saved error log. Clear saved error log. Set verbose mode. Do not confirm with top left key on. Set first mode. Do not confirm. Run remote field service utility. Do not confirm with top left key on keypad unless so directed by Xerox Kurzweil Field Service.
Okay, run remote field service utility. That probably does something over the serial port. If I hit it, it just locks up the system. Okay, now the next key is key not in use.
Key not in use. Communication setup keypad.
But if I hit it again, and hit it again.
Designers.
And now if I keep hitting that key, it's going to give us some software and hardware credits.
Matthew Schrainer, Chief Software Architect. David Van Eijestein, Associate Software Architect. Peter M. Steven, Associate Software Architect. The OCR Development Group. Phil Manessian, Hardware Program Manager. Mike Sussman, Hardware Architect. Yair Chipman, PAM Scanner. Jake Begurian, Packaging. The rest of the hardware department. Designers.
And now it cycles back to the designers thing. Okay, that's pretty much all the communication setup keypad. Let me go into the calculator and do a few calculations.
Communication setup keypad. Calculator keypad. 2 plus 2 equals 4. Clear.
Okay.
2 times 2 equals 484. Clear. 5 divided by 0 equals equals 5 equals 5.
Okay.
Clear.
It just beeps at you if you do division by 0. So, let me do one of the silly things that I used to like to do to try to overflow calculators.
9999999+9999999999.
Except it's not going to work this time.
Equals 199,999,998.
Okay.
Clear.
Let me do it, but let me multiply.
9999999 times 9999999 equals 1TIMES 10^16.
It's a TIMES. It didn't used to say that. 1 × 10^16. Okay, I'm going to make a few tests fail on purpose. I'm going to turn this thing off and back on too quickly.
Keypad is not responding. The keypad is not responding. Automatic scanner power off or cable unplugged. Xerox Kurzweil Personal Reader Model 7315. System is not fully operational. Further use of the system is possible, but may produce unpredictable results.
And what has happened in this case is that I'm hitting all kinds of keys on the keypad, and the keypad is not in a good state because it wasn't depowered properly, and so it's not responding. Well, anyway, I guess I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.